Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
I'm back here inside the Memorial Auditorium where the Rangers fall 3-2 to the Saginaw Spirit despite leading 2-0 after 20 minutes. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this contest. The goal scoring was opened by none other than Max Diracolo. That is not a misspeak. That is not a typo. Max Diracolo, recently signed by the Kitchener Rangers out of the Ontario Junior Hockey League, Toronto Patriots. Diracolo, a defenseman, in just his third game as a Ranger, picks up the opening goal. 3:03 into the first, Pugliese and Hunter Brustevich draw the assists, and it was 1-0 Kitchener. Of note on that goal, it came 48 seconds after Saginaw thought it had taken a 1-0 lead, but a goal by Gervais was called back for goaltender interference. So 48 seconds later, Diracolo gives the Rangers the 1-0 lead. And then at 5:04 of the first, just 2:01 after Diracolo's goal, Tanner Lamb scores his eighth of the season from Matt Andonofsky and Hunter Brustevich. And it was 2-0 Kitchener. That's the way the first period would come to an end. Then in the second, the Spirit turned it on. Just 49 seconds in on the Channers power play, Caleb Mangoni would score his 11th of the season from Michael Nisa and Hunter Haight. At 10:38 of the second, Dean Locus would score his 9th of the season from Sebastian Gervais and Joey Willis. And we had a 2-2 game after 40 minutes. In the third, there were more reviews to come. The first of them came on what we thought... Nope. The review of the goal came next. The first of the two third-period reviews came on a five-minute slew-footing major assessed to Rangers forward Luke Ellenis. Upon review, the call stood. It was 5 in a game and likely the subsequent two-game suspension for Ellenis. And a five-minute power play would ensue for the Saginaw Spirit. They scored to take the lead, but the goal was called back. Rangers goaltender Jackson Parsons immediately protested, saying the puck had been kicked in by Saginaw forward Nick Sima. The review seemed to agree, and so the goal was called back. But the Saginaw Spirit were not to be denied on this night or on this particular five-minute Channers power play. Hunter Haight would get his 16th of the season from Michael Nisa and Caleb Mangoni at 13:26 of the third, and that was all she wrote. The Rangers got a late power play with a minute 55 to go. They pulled their goaltender for the extra attacker, so it was a 6-on-4 situation, but Kitchener could not get another puck past Andrew Oak in the Saginaw goal. Andrew Oak only faced 13 Ranger shots on the night. Kitchener goes 0-for-3 on the power play. Saginaw goes 2-for-5. The Spirit outshoot the Rangers 33-13 in winning the game 3-2. Your post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Stay with us as we continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium, where a terrific Thursday night crowd goes home unhappy. They watched the Rangers build a 2-0 lead, and then Saginaw would come all the way back and win it 3-2 on a power play goal late in the third. But it was a terrific crowd here on a Thursday night, and this came up even before the game when I was speaking with some of the staff from Saginaw. And you know, Thursday night home games are typical, common. That's one of Saginaw's favorite nights for home games because it's Friday night football in the States. High school football is huge, so the teams that play in Michigan and Pennsylvania work their home games around those Friday night football games. A lot of Saturdays in Erie and Flint and Saginaw. A lot of Thursdays as well. And so it's not uncommon for them to be at the rink on a Thursday night. But, of course, for us here in Kitchener, it is extremely rare. But when asked about it before the game and in talking about it, I said, listen, Kitchener is an organization, and it works pretty well for them this weekend, to be honest, because the Rangers now head on a road trip up north to Sudbury and North Bay. The Rangers will play the Wolves on Saturday, and they will play the Battalion on Sunday. So they get to use tomorrow, Kitchener does, as a travel day. So, okay, you're missing your Friday night home date, but in this town, I think you could have a game on Tuesday morning, and the fans would show up. So it's also the holiday season, and again, a real nice crowd in here as Saginaw wins it 3-2. On our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard tonight, the Owen Sound Attack, the team that jumped into the trade waters earlier this week, acquiring OHL champions Connor Smith and Sam McHugh from the Peterborough Petes in exchange for their first-rounder this year, Nico Addy, and import Martin Matejczak. Well, Owen Sound responded with a big win on the road in Erie, scoring three times in the third period to beat the Erie Otters 4-1. Colby Barlow, a pair of goals in that victory for Owen Sound. Up in North Bay, where again the Rangers will be on Sunday, the Battalion doubled up the Brantford Bulldogs by a score of 4-2. And in that game, Kitchener native Justin Ertl had a goal for North Bay. So too did Anthony Romani. Into an empty net, Romani scored his 28th of the season. So Anthony Romani is working his way up those point scoring totals in the league. He started this game tied with Carson Rakoff, so he's now ahead of Rakoff. Rakoff obviously didn't play. But with the 28 goals now, too, in Rakoff's absence, he's catching up in the goal scoring department as well. It's that time of year where other teams start closing gaps. 3-2 Saginaw wins it here in Kitchener. Let's send it downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach Uzi Hokus. And coach, what was Saginaw able to do so well to hold you to your team to 13 shots tonight?
Well, first of all, we didn't take shots. Like, when we had chances, we didn't shoot. And when you don't, if you shoot more, then it comes counter. You get rebounds, you get loose pucks, and you get more ozone time, and we pretty much a lot of our good chances we were passing, and then came a turnover. But overall, like, we lost too many pucks in the neutral zone. We didn't have a driver to the net, and again, Saginaw, one of the top teams, and you can't play like that. You have to be more. You have to play more. How would I say, with the puck, you have to be way better. Like, we were doing dumb stuff in the neutral zone, and we turned over a lot of pucks. Like, so they got to control, then we were too much. We were in the PK, so some of the guys had to play too big minutes. So, but yeah, that's exactly. We had 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s, where you just have to take a shot in those.
I know you're missing two good players on your power play, but would you like to see the power play shoot more? Coach, it's been a few games. I think it's 5 games now without a goal.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, we've been practicing it, and but yeah, if we're missing the shots, or we had few there. We didn't have many power plays, but the first, there was couple looks, but it's not right there where we wanted, for sure. Like, we need to be simple. We need to get pucks net over. We need to make odd mans in the net front, 3-on-2s, 4-on-3s, that we can do good stuff. Now we're trying a little bit too nice right now.
Thanks for your time, coach, and good luck this weekend up north.
All right, thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with his post-game thoughts. Yes, more shots, and yes, better protection of that all-important puck out on the ice. Rangers fall 3-2 to Saginaw. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at the Odd, where the Rangers fall 3-2 to Saginaw, and Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Max Diracolo, who played his third game here for the club, but first game in the Kitchener Auditorium, and he got his first goal in this building. Max, walk us through that goal and the feeling that you had after it.
So I was playing my opposite side, went down the backside, and saw an opening and shot the puck, went in the net.
Good things happen when you shoot, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Max, you've played three games now. What's the biggest adjustment that you think you're going to face going from Toronto Patriots Hockey Club to this league?
I say a lot of the players are more skilled and faster, so I just got to get used to the speed and the skill of all of the other players. That's it.
I know your parents are season ticket holders up in Barrie. Were they in attendance tonight?
They were not. They went to my brother's hockey tournament in Ottawa, so they missed that. They'll see it all over, though.
So you'll just have to get them down here to score another goal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you getting adjusted and feeling comfortable with the club and getting settled here now?
Yeah, I love all the guys here. They're very welcoming, and it's great hockey.
What do you think you can do to help this hockey club, you yourself personally?
Get a lot of hits, play physical, just keep producing offense like I was this game.
Congratulations on your first goal and your first game in town here. We look forward to seeing many more.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Max Diracolo, third game with the Rangers, first career OHL goal. It opened the scoring in this one, but it was not to be a celebratory night for Max other than the goal as his Rangers fall 3-2 to the Saginaw Spirit. Your post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Kitchener Rangers built up a 2-0 first period lead here on home ice, but they could not hold it against the Memorial Cup hosts, Saginaw, storming back with two in the second to tie, and then a late power play goal in the third to pick up their seventh victory in eight games. It was a tightly played contest, certainly by Saginaw defensively. And there was a lot of stuff going on with reviews and goals called back and major penalties assessed, etc. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Your three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star of the game, and why not? He saw almost three times as many shots as the Rangers were able to put on his goaltender at the other end, his opponent. Jackson Parsons, making 30 saves tonight, is named the third star of the game. Dean Locus had a goal, his ninth of the season for the Saginaw Spirit. He is the second star of this game, and Hunter Haight with a goal and an assist tonight is star number one of the game. So your three stars go Haight, Locus, and Parsons. Your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We continue on your post-game show. Not long from getting to your calls, stay with us. Rangers post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Yes, indeed. We are here now, and we are remaining for another hour still. We're going to open up the phone lines and hear from you. But, Paul, you just said something during that commercial break that I think struck right to the bone in this. This was a good game for the Kitchener Rangers to sort of see where they are at. Yes, they're still the number one team in the Western Conference and the Ontario Hockey League. However, that gap is beginning to close a little bit, and what they saw from Saginaw tonight is a good indication of what you're up against if you want to stay in first place, if you want to go deep into the playoffs as opposed to just showing up, etc.
Yeah, and with Saginaw, Mike, it wasn't that long ago we were looking at going, what's wrong with that hockey club? They were in ninth place, actually, at one point. Well, they've just climbed up, and they certainly didn't have their A game tonight, and, you know, they still found a way to win. It's a good hockey club, and it's only going to get better with some of the additions that are I don't know if they've been announced yet or yet to come. We know they're in the works. It's a very good hockey club. I think it's a great measuring stick for the Rangers. And, yeah, the gap is starting to narrow. It's getting tougher. There is help on the way, though, getting Machar back and getting Rakoff back, even if it's not this weekend. We know they'll be back when we play, once we get back from the north. So those two will help, and I think they'll really help the power play. The power play has really struggled, Mike, since those two are gone. And as the coach talked about, they're not shooting the puck enough. I've said that for a long time now, and, you know, he said the same thing as me. They need to shoot the puck more.
And Machar back, Rakoff back. How about even more help than that, Paul Fixter? I mean, the trade deadline is about a week away.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some calls about that tonight, talking about that. I don't know, Mike, what... Could they use some more help? Sure. Are they good enough to make the playoffs and do some damage? I think so. They've proved that all year. I mean, it's been a real resilient hockey club. And again, I mean, they only lost 3-2 and didn't really play that well. You know, like, they only had 13 shots, so they left a lot to be desired and still came up, you know, only one goal back. So it'd be interesting to see. I do believe they'll probably make a move or two. I do.
I have a theory as to why I think the Rangers must add for a postseason push, and not just because they're in first place. But I'll save it for the extended postgame because we're here for a while. And you mentioned Saginaw only getting better. The names that are out there in the ether from sources that we trust a lot suggest that Owen Beck is almost already a Saginaw Spirit. Owen Beck, of course, late of the Mississauga Steelheads, from where he was traded last year to Peterborough to win a championship, was with Team Canada, of course, not as successful there. But Beck is expected to be announced as a new addition in Saginaw in the not-too-distant future. And former Saginaw Spirit Josh Bloom, apparently, is close to coming back to the Spirit team from the pro ranks. North Bay had Bloom's rights.
But... that he's an OA, so what do they do now? They'd have too many OAs.
Yeah, I didn't look close enough. Did they have three currently?
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. So that would be a...
They have Lucas, Christopoulos, and the defenseman, Hache.
That's right.
So
that's
right. So you bring him in, who goes? Is it one of the kids that had a great game tonight in Lucas? I don't know. They acquired Christopoulos earlier this year.
49 goals last year for Christopoulos.
So, it's going to be interesting. You bring him in. Somebody has to go.
Good times. I think this is going to be one of the most entertaining trade deadlines we have seen in such a long time. Primarily, of course, because the championship is being played in our league this year in the Ontario League. Nonetheless, we've got lots of time to talk about that, and we would love to invite you to be a part of the conversation. What do you say? Rangers fall 3-2 tonight to the Saginaw Spirit. Kitchener has now dropped three of its past seven games. Not bad, 4-3 over seven without players like Philip Machar, Carson Rakoff, Mitch Martin, I'll throw in there, in the lineup. So I wouldn't fret too much, but we'll talk about the game that we just saw here tonight, and we'll get your thoughts if you'd like to share them on what the Rangers could possibly add, what you would like to see them add, where you see things shaping up as the trade deadline looms. Let's go extended on your Kitchener Rangers post-game show. Phone lines open now. All of it brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570. Well, that song that plays every time the Rangers score a goal played twice in the first period, and the crowd was in full throat as the Rangers led 2-0 after 20 minutes. But alas, the Saginaw Spirit are Memorial Cup bound, after all, as hosts of the tournament this year. And Saginaw would come back for a 3-2 victory over the Rangers, scoring the game winner with just over 6 minutes to play on a 5-minute power play with Luke Ellenis booted from the game for a slew foot. 519-570-2545, *570, 1-800-570-5715. Paul, I asked UCA Hokus before the game, way back in our Harris Law pregame show, whether he used a game like this or looked at a game like this as a measuring stick for his hockey club. And you mentioned post-game here that this is an indicator for the Kitchener Rangers of sort of where they need to be. And here's the thing. Despite not playing their best, despite only putting up 13 shots, the Rangers were within one goal of the Saginaw Spirit tonight in a 3-2 loss. And so this is what I'm going to add, is why I think, forget the fact that you're in first place, which should be reason enough, I think, to make additions. Jackson Parsons, for my money, is the best, or you got to have him in the conversation as the best in this league in goal. And if you've got a goaltender that good, I think you owe it to your team to do something, because a goaltender that good can carry any team pretty far in a postseason push. So I think Parsons' play alone suggests you add to this team.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. You're bang on about Parsons. He's been phenomenal all year. He really has. He's kept the team in games when they haven't really deserved to be in games. He's won games on his own. Tonight he held them a very, very good hockey club to 3 goals on 33 shots. So I think he's a big reason that they will add and give this team, you know, as much of a chance as they can to make some noise in the playoffs.
I know that, you know, just like we used to talk about in baseball, home runs are sexy. Scoring is sexy. I get it. But again, for my money, what this team needs and covets most is a defenseman. Ever since Roman Schmidt and Tomáš Hamura, two NHL drafted players, were traded away, it's a little thinner on the back end. And I just think if there's one area, sure, I mean, you know, if you've got a boatload of options, maybe you can add something up front too. But don't forget, Mitch Martin is coming back from injury. But I think the number one area that Mike McKenzie would like to shore up is his blue line.
Yeah, I think certainly a defenseman would be a nice addition, no question about it. The other thing that they have open, Mike, is the
import slot.
Import, I couldn't think. Thanks. They have that slot open too. So if you could combine the two, in some way, that would be real nice. You know, it is a different back end with the losing Schmidt and Hamura. No question about it. Because at the start of the year, we were talking about the strength of this team. Certainly Parsons and Melba Finette and the defense. Well, that defense is a little bit depleted and younger now, with having Duracolo replacing one or the other. And, you know, when you think about it, Campbell's a young player.
He's draft eligible. One of those players that all the scouts were watching.
Tonight. We know Reed is young because he's only 16. So it's a young group back there. We've talked about this before. The games get harder as we go along through the schedule, and we're young players. Now, that being said, you know, the forwards played well. Like, the young forwards played decent tonight. You know, Lamb got the goal, and Romano didn't look out of place. So, Starkline didn't get a lot of ice. But, be interesting. I can't wait. Maybe we might hear some conversations on the bus. Who knows? But we'll be eavesdropping and try to see what happens.
We did see a couple of nice plays within the game overall from both Lamb and Romano on the same shift that really just, I think, should give you optimism for what this team has on its roster moving forward. Let's get to the phones. I know you want to talk about this game. You want to talk about this team. You want to talk about the trade deadline, and that's why we are here on Rangers Talk. So let's start with Evan. Evan, you're first on Rangers Talk tonight.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Paul. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Mr. Lou's right beside me, so why don't you say hi?
Sweet Lou from the Sioux. You're at Sweet Lou's.
We're at Sweet Lou's.
Lou, I love your cookies, buddy, and I mean that not just because you're on the phone, but because I love things with sugar, and you make them the best, buddy.
You got it. We use the best sugar. We use everything, the finest ingredients. You can't find anything better.
I am so impressed with you, sir. Thank you very much. You're doing great work.
All right, I think the Rangers had a great game tonight, but in third, it just kind of fell apart with the defense and all that stuff. But however, I want to say Happy New Year to you guys. Happy 2024.
Thanks, Evan. Appreciate the call. And, Fixie, let me...
Well, he's the eternal optimist, isn't he?
He is. He is. If you haven't been to Sweet Lou's yet, and I know you're not quite as much of a sweet tooth as I am, but, oh boy, Weber Street near Columbia, trust me. Trust me. You will not be disappointed. When Evan talks about it falling apart in the third period, I don't know that it fell right apart. There might have been a flat tire or a slightly deflated tire, but that just makes me think of all of the elements of this game. Two goals by Saginaw disallowed, one of them in the third period after a review. We also had the review in the third period on the Elinus slew foot. Was it going to remain a major? It did. But there was a lot going on. And the game-winning goal came on that five-minute power play. So I don't know that you poked too many holes at Kitchener in this one.
I don't think it fell apart in the third period. In fact, if it fell apart at all, to me, it was more in the second period because they had the lead after the first period and you know, didn't have a lot of shots, only had five shots in the first period, but still had the two-goal lead. And then I believe Saginaw was probably read the riot act between periods and said, hey, let's wake up here, boys. And they certainly did wake up and took control in the second period. And then the third period, they were the more dominant club for sure. But, you know, the five-minute penalty just killed any hope that the Rangers had. I mean, it was a tight game, obviously, 2-2. It's a one-shot game at that point for either team. And that five-minute penalty really hurt, no question about it.
And power play goals were the difference, two for Saginaw. And the fifth game in a row now, the Rangers have been unable to pick up a power play goal over their last 15.
And I know Machar is missing. I know Rakoff's missing. And they really do make it go on the power play, no question about it, but it's inexcusable, Mike. Like, you know, you have to find a way to score goals on the power play, and they haven't been able to do it for five games now, and that's not good enough.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Cody, you're next on Rangers Talk.
Hey, Farwell Fixture, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Mm-hmm. What can I say? Well, let me...
You know what, you can, Cody, you get to say whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. But the shots on goal tonight, I felt like Saginaw just outclassed Kitchener tonight. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's lopsided, but games aren't decided on shots on goal, right? You'd like see more, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least it was the score was close. It's just the shots on goal were like, horrendous. Let's just put it at that. But I know for a fact, like, don't forget, last time I called on the postgame show, I said we would rebound against Old Town, and that happened. So I'm gonna say we might rebound against Sudbury, but they are a tough squad.
All right, Cody, appreciate that call. Nice to hear from you tonight. Another optimist. You know, the Rangers will rebound, but I'll say this: when Cody thinks the team will rebound in its next game, the Kitchener Rangers have been consistently doing that all season long.
They have. He makes a really interesting point. I'm looking forward to seeing how this team responds, because I was talking with Kevin Hastings during one of the intermissions, and he happened to be up north last weekend working, and he saw the Sudbury Sioux game. And he said, Paul, this Sudbury team is legit, and they will be adding. Like, that's the word up north there, that they're not finished. They're all in. So it'll be interesting to see how good this Sudbury team is. We've heard about it. I haven't seen them play yet, Mike. And so I'm intrigued to see if they're as good as everybody's saying. And, you know, I trust Kevin. Kevin's a pretty smart hockey guy. And he said, oh, yeah, no, they're legit. So
DeAngelis on the back end is running on a 17-game point streak. Goyette, Musty, Dvorsky, keep going.
Well, and the goaltender, Marcus...
Vandenberg, former Ranger, yeah.
Is
goalie of the month.
Playing very well, so... Interesting, interesting pickup there, and you know, he's got a good team in front of him, and he's playing well as himself.
I agree with what Kevin Hastings was saying. I can't imagine a scenario whereby the Sudbury Wolves stand pat at the trade deadline, considering that they've got players maturing in their junior hockey cycle. Talented players, high quality players, and never have they ever in Sudbury won an OHL championship. So now is the time.
I'm well aware of that.
I wasn't looking directly at
you. We struggled just to win games. Nowhere near a championship. Yeah, they've certainly been around a long time, you know, and haven't won. And I guess when you see that opportunity to maybe win the East, and then. You know, I'm sure they're hoping that they play Saginaw because that guarantees them. Oh no, they'd have to beat Saginaw.
If it's Saginaw and Sudbury in the final, you get the automatic ticket. Yeah.
So maybe they see that as their opportunity. If we can win the East, you know, and they're banking on Saginaw winning the West, then it gets them to the promised land in Saginaw, Michigan in May.
Yeah, I think the East is going to be blowing its brains out a little bit here, trying to figure out what they can do. With the idea that Saginaw would win the West and then all you have to do is make it to the final. But we'll see what happens there because it's such a tight conference. So many teams have legitimate reason to believe, I think, that they're in the mix of something in the OHL's Eastern Conference. Let's get back to the phones. Rob, you're next on Rangers Talk.
Gentlemen, Happy New Year.
Robert, Happy New Year.
Oh, man. I don't know. There's so much I could say. I'm not going to say it, but I am going to say the ironic thing was on the Jumbotron, we have the stuff in between, you know, stoppages, whatever, and it was Stark, bless him, and the plus minus. And the question was, how many sticks have we broken? He said, I've broken four sticks this season. And it was like, is it plus three? Did he break seven? Or was it minus two? Did he break two? And it was minus two. He broke two. My only point there is, you don't break sticks if you don't take shots.
Interesting theory,
you know,
Rob. I mean, I get. Well, you know where else you could break a stick? Across somebody else's wrists or so. I'm not that I'm condoning that.
How? Yeah, but to do that, you've got to be playing a physical game and willing to hit. And they weren't. Again, I thought last Friday was the worst game I've seen so far on this season. They beat themselves today. I don't know how a team that's sitting top of the OHL, third in the CHL, can only have two shots in one game at home. We didn't even turn up for one period. We turned up for half a period. The first 10 minutes of the first period. And we scored two shots.
They had 13 shots total, just to be clear here. Five in the first, four in the second, four in the third.
I missed the last three then because I got enough.
That's okay.
By then. but do you see the point I'm making? How if you're not going to shoot, at least hit. They just look tired. I sit on the blue line in the Reds in section 19, and I could see that nobody, every single player on the team was laboring. Pugsley got a spurt of energy with 2 minutes to go. And I think I only saw his number twice. I know he was on the ice, but I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And don't even start me on the referees, because I was right dead front and center with that slew foot. And it wasn't a slew foot. Yeah, our player had his elbow up in front of their player across his chest, and he pushed him backwards from the top, not from the bottom.
Those yeah, but referees, where was his leg?
They were side by side. They were side by side. It was absolutely the worst refereeing. They were holding. Saginaw won the game, but they didn't come to play hockey. They came to make out because they spent the whole bloody first two periods hugging our players, and the refs were just giving it. There was probably five or six holding calls they could have got down our end. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They weren't even paying attention, the referees. It wasn't even the fact they were missing them. They just weren't even looking for them. And I don't know. It's easy for every team, every fan to say that their home team at home is being treated unfairly by the referees. Oh, it's the refs. But this season has just been, and it's not me saying this because I've got an opinion and I'm opinionated. Everybody around me, people that are there every game, people that are only there every five or six games, everybody's saying the same. I've got people around me, the gentleman sitting next to me tonight, an older gentleman. I'm 55, he's probably 70, you know, and he's been there forever. He's been watching the team for 20 years. And even he was at the point of using English language. If you know what I mean.
I think I do, Rob. Yeah. I think I do.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just like to get on the radio and say hi to you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. A lot there. Listen, I love the passion. So thanks for bringing the passion.
And you ask people to bring fire.
Absolutely.
Rob has fire in his belly. He makes a lot of points. Probably too many. I had information overload, Mike.
I will respectfully. I saw, and we did have benefit of the replay on our monitor here in the booth. I did see the slew foot. A little differently. I thought Kitchener and Elinus might have gotten away with it being turned into a minor, but I can see why it was called the way that it was. Respectfully, saw it differently than Rob in that case. But look, he talks about Saginaw coming here to make out with the Rangers, which is a great reference, by the way. I'll remember that one. But they just played like it's almost like a swarming style. You've got the puck, you've got somebody on you.
Well, they're fast. They forecheck. Their forecheck is fantastic. They take away time and space very quickly. And Kitchener wasn't able to get those clean outs that we've seen them get a lot of times. So because of that, we spent a lot of time in our own zone because we couldn't get those clean outs. They're just a very quick hockey club. So the smothering part of it is, you know, I kind of disagree on the holding because when you're that quick, you don't have to hold. So there's a lot of contact made, no question about it. I do like Rob's comment about, you know, not breaking sticks by not shooting enough. I agree with that. I concur that the hockey club needs to shoot more. I've been saying that for quite a while now, especially on the power play.
Yeah, and I'm always cognizant of that great commercial from many years ago. I'll forget even what it was for, but it had a bunch of NHLers in it, and one of them was saying, like, we really love it when you yell shoot from the stands because it helps us do our, you know, like, it, of course, completely tongue-in-cheek. So I'm always reluctant to go too far down that road, but there was a time tonight where I stopped mid-sentence because I couldn't believe that the Rangers, you know, below the top of the circle with three players, opted for a pass instead of a shot. They had a 3-on-1. It was just a pass that was a little bit out of the other player's reach, but a 3-on-1 that doesn't result in a shot. Do a pass-off pad. Do something. Put the puck on the net and look for something dirty. And unfortunately, I don't see them doing that right now.
Yeah, and as I said during the telecast, as the game gets, you know, past the halfway point of a period, the ice breaks down. It does. And those passes become much more difficult to make properly and, like, to execute the pass and to make the shot. And, you know, I don't remember when the one-timer was Sop, when it was in the game.
Second period.
Yeah, but the time of the clock.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because the ice does break down.
Gotcha.
And so maybe it was bumbling a little bit. Now, that was a very good pass by
Swick.
But it just it misfired. Yeah, you know, if Sop scores there, like, now are we talking differently about this game? Hey, they didn't shoot enough to win the game tonight, but they only lost by one goal. You know, there's a lot to be said about that, and I think the key is, you know, when you have Jackson Parsons playing like that, you're going to be in a lot of games. And when you're in a lot of games, you can win a lot of games.
All right. We gotta take a break. We got to pay some of these bills. But don't worry. We're going to stay with this. Rangers Talk continues until 11, and we want you to be a part of it. 519-570-2545, star 570, 1-800-570-5715. Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring on City News 570.
It's time to speak your mind. Have your say on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Call now, 519-570-2545. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. City News 570.
Max Diracolo scored his first Ontario Hockey League goal. It opened the scoring tonight in Kitchener. Rangers would build up a 2-0 lead in the first, but Saginaw, on a power play goal late in the third, would come all the way back for a 3-2 win over the Rangers here on home ice. Let's get right back to the phones. Bill, welcome to Rangers Talk. It's your turn.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah. Pretty good. Like, we all know you can't win with 13 shots, but I'll be patient with them until they get those other three guys back, and then we'll see what it's like. But they really don't shoot enough. It's always trying to make the fancy pass. The other comment is on Botno and Swift. For big men, they play pretty soft, although Botno's getting better, and I thought he played a really good game tonight. And the other comment was, I'm hoping Mike McKenzie doesn't get any visions of grandeur like last year, because I wouldn't trade any of these new guys they got. I just shore up the defense with one guy and maybe fill the end court spot or with somebody else. But I think that's all they need to do. I just need to see him sell the future. They're not beating the Sioux and they're not beating the Saginaw. And you haven't even talked.
Now, hang on a second. Bill, slow down here. Yeah, come on now. How can you say that? The team's in first place. How can you say they're not beating Sudbury, they're not beating the Sioux, and they're not beating Saginaw?
I just don't think they are. I just don't see it.
But you've got the best goal.
I just don't.
And that's fantastic.
I just trade like to go crazy. That's all.
I promise you. I don't think the Rangers have much to go.
Young guys to play.
I guess Bill's just going to talk. Bill just wants to talk. He doesn't want to have a conversation.
No, you go ahead. I'm going to listen.
I just wanted to say I don't think the Rangers have a future to sell this year. They used up a lot of assets last year. So anything that gets done, I think, will be relatively minor, although I could be surprised.
I don't care if they use all the picks. I don't care about that. Just those four guys they just got. I'd hate to see one of those guys go. That's all.
Well, two of them they can't trade. They can't trade Stark
or Reed.
Or yeah. Reed.
Yeah.
No, Reed. I'm confused here now. Anyway,
Reed and Romano were the first rounders.
Yeah.
And then there was Stark, Lamb and Stark, yeah.
Lamb and Stark can't be traded.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't, Bill, they're not trading Reed or Romano. The future with those guys is the future of this.
Owen
club.
Sound just did that, just to be put it out there. The 12th overall pick in this draft, who came just after Reed and Romano, for what it's worth, got traded by Owen Sound this week.
I was shocked at that one. But
I wanted to ask you, too, Bill, because you said for big men, Botno and Swick play soft. What do you mean by that? Like, what's soft about their game?
They won't take the big hit. If there's a hit there, I don't mean going overweight, but if the hit's there, I just find Swick, to me, plays soft for a big guy like that.
You know what I mean? Interesting, because big guys always seem to stick out a little bit more, don't they? You're big body, and that's the expectation. I missed that last part.
Botno's got a lot better in that department, but Swick,
I would agree with that. Yeah, that whole line brings energy, and Justin Botno's game is getting better and better and better each and every night. I agree.
Yeah, I'd like to be a fly in the wall in the room tonight.
Well, we'll find out what we can when we make the road trip this week, and we'll fill you in next Rangers Talk post game show. Okay, Bill?
Well, you have a safe trip.
Thank you, my friend. It's nice to hear from you tonight. Don't be a stranger on the show. And
Why wouldn't that game in North Bay be televised? That's, I'm just curious about that one.
Well, listen, that's my
Northwick Sudbury. What's that?
That's my favorite question, Bill. Okay. And I say that facetiously because, you know, every game's on the radio, my friend. Every game is on the radio,
yeah,
okay?
I listen to your show if it's not on.
Thank you.
Or London game, I turn off those two clowns and I listen to you guys.
Attaboy. That's what I like to hear. When we're on the road, that's all I ask, okay? Get the pictures from their feed, but get the audio from us. If I can put it on TV while I'm up there, I didn't know it wasn't, but I'll find out.
Check that. That guy
okay.
says check that, so we'll check that. So have a good trip.
Thanks,
Thank
Bill.
You.
Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. It could also be just not broadcast locally because Rogers TV 20 has Kitchener, Brantford, and Guelph within its viewing area, and they have to make some decisions sometimes. Anyway, every game's on the radio. I like to remind folks.
And you paint such a picture.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
You don't even need the video.
Don't even get started. Ben Grimwood in here tonight, the 12-year-old from Breslau Public School with the next-gen game. We put a headset on him. Look out.
It's funny, when I was walking through to go downstairs, I went through the Saginaw management. They had a lot of management here tonight. And the one guy came over and introduced himself, and he says, and I forget the gentleman's name. He says, do you know who so-and-so is? And I said, no. He said, well, he gave up his spot to Lou Gehrig, and he never saw the field again. He says, I saw you give up your spot to that young boy. He says, do you know what you're doing? Because Lou Gehrig never gave, and somebody out there would know.
Wasn't it Wally Pipp or something
That's
like that?
Pip.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
It, Pip. He said, you know who Wally Pipp is? And I didn't, and I'm a baseball fan. He said, well, Wally Pipp gave up his spot and never got it back, never to be seen again. He says,
all right, let's continue with Rangers talk here on your Thursday night. Kitchener Falls 3-2 to the Saginaw Spirit. Jeffrey, it's your turn on Rangers Talk.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
Good. I thought Dustin McCrank and those guys did a really good job. Good veteran officiating crew out there tonight and catching on to stuff like slew footing and stuff. And it's good, right? Not everyone loves the refs all the time, but it's nice that they seem to be awake tonight. But anyway, I was thinking as the game kept going on, like four shots a period, three shots or whatever, and I said, geez, these guys are, it's not that they were getting manhandled, Kitchener ending, right? It was close game, 2-2. Maybe Ellis doesn't take that penalty. Maybe it's a different story. But it kept, like, I just got, like, just a quick story because it just reminds me, like, I can't think of anything else. It's, like, way back. The Leafs, and I was thinking, how can I tie this in with OHL? But Scott Stevens was the guy that made the difference. He played for the Rangers. Leafs played that series against Jersey way back. And then they were down 3-2 in game six. They put six shots up on net because Stevens was hitting everybody in sight. And I remember everybody in Leafs land was like, well, geez, you can't win putting six shots on net for a whole game. You got to find ways to generate offense. And I, like you say, it seems like they're having a little bit of trouble getting in over the blue line sometimes. It's always coming from the back end. They don't seem to, and I know they're missing guys and this and the other thing, but they seem to always be generating their get in over the blue line in the offensive zone from their defense. Really want to see like a winger or something do the dump and chase and just relentlessly forecheck that. Okay, and just lastly, guys, Owen Sound loaded up, so it doesn't look like Petrovsky's coming. But Waterloo native Bo Akey on the blue line and Roenick Jodwan and Barry, those guys wouldn't be bad if you could get those guys around and maybe shore up the holes, I guess. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, Jeffrey, thanks for making the call. I'll just remind you that Bo Akey is out with season-ending shoulder surgery, has been for a while. I will just add, I mean, I don't think either of those players, you wouldn't trade for an injured player anyway, are being targeted by the Rangers, but I'm not going to say the team, Barry, might not have something that the Rangers want. A lot there from Jeffrey, Paul. I'll say this about dumping and chasing. I've grown less and less a fan of that because I don't like giving up the puck in the game today. And I know that gets a little bit analytics-y on my part, but I just think the game is easier for you when the puck is on your stick. So why would you just surrender it on a dump and chase? But that's just me.
Yeah, it depends who you're playing against. Some of these teams that line up along the blue line, that's really the only way
sure.
to enter the zone. And so I mean, that's not the way Saginaw plays, so you don't have to. If you can maintain possession of the puck, absolutely you want to hang on to it. Jeff does make an interesting observation about how the defense quite often are the ones that are bringing the puck into the zone, and it is a very active defense. That being said, the coach wants that. We attack as five and we defend as five is what he says all the time. And they have some really good puck handling defensemen in Brustevich and Reed specifically that are able to gain entry. Andonovsky did it a couple times tonight too. So that's part of their repertoire, I suppose, is to gain entry. I loved the Scott Stephens, bringing back Scott Stephens. I don't remember that Leaf series well enough, but interesting comment. I think everybody is seeing, you know, the lack of shots being an issue, and that's easy. You can fix that easy. Just start shooting the puck more.
Right. Yeah,
like maybe that's an easy fix. If that's the least of your concerns, that's not much to worry about, because you can fix that in a hurry by just hammering the puck at the net. And you know, when you do shoot the puck to the net, and I think UC mentioned this post game, it creates secondary chances or maybe tips and rebounds. Like, it just creates more offense in and around. And you saw Saginaw do that tonight. They put pucks on the net, and then there were three guys converging in and around the blue paint. And I think that's what UC would like to see more of.
That's what Mitch Martin is going to bring when he comes back. But you'd love to see anybody can do that, right? Anybody can do that.
Yeah. And Kitchener has done it in the past. We've seen Swick and Ellenis, and, you know, you can't just play on the periphery. You have to get inside the defense and into the blue paint area below the hash marks.
All right. Rangers mustered just 13 shots on goal in a 3-2 loss to the Saginaw Spirit tonight. One thing I'll just add as we take a break, we're coming back with lots more, but sometimes when we obviously focus on the home team, the team that you all love so much, you forget that there was another team out there, and they played a pretty darn good hockey game in Saginaw. That's a pretty good hockey club. So we'll take a break, come back, continuing with Rangers Talk. It's brought to you by USave Flooring. This is City News 570.
Got something to say about your East Avenue Blue? Call now, 519-570-2545. It's City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. City News 570.
Well, the Kitchener Rangers lose in regulation for just the 10th time this season, and curiously, they now have identical home and road records at 13-5-1, both here at the Memorial Auditorium and away, which is where the Rangers will be, by the way, this weekend. Do not forget, this is Thursday, and it's going to be a travel day for Kitchener tomorrow. Then we'll have a Sudbury Saturday night, just like Stompin' Tom would love us to have. There's a Stompin' Tom statue right out front the arena in Sudbury. Off to North Bay for a Sunday matinee, and then back home after that. Kitchener falls 3-2 to the Saginaw Spirit tonight. Rangers Talk requires your participation at 519-570-2545, star 570, and 1-800-570-5715. Andre, you are on Rangers Talk.
Good evening. Hi, Mike. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Andre.
Yeah, so much to say. I'm very sorry. Listening to you guys and to the other callers, it's just perfectly said. Boy, what a star. Again, Action Jackson, just unbelievable. He's showing the team that he's a leader, and he's giving them courage to go forward, you know. I was thinking this weekend, if they can just win one game, I think that's damn good. Lamb, proud of him. He did his thing. And the team was... What I want to say too, back to Saginaw, like you guys mentioned many times, is it was a measurement to the future. And I think it was Tom who said that we can't face the three other teams that are hot. Kitchener Rangers, I'm sorry. I'm from way up north, and Kitchener Rangers, once you love them, they can beat anybody. I'm sorry. So Mitch Martin, when he comes back, come on now. He's like the captain. He's like the bull of the troop, right? So I wish him to come back soon, hopefully. I'm sorry to say this, and I think that a big piece of the puzzle, it's positive, it's not bad, but Sopp, I think Matthew Sopp should be traded. That's my...
Wait, what?
Yep.
To trade Matthew Sopp?
Yeah, he's worth something. I'm sorry, tonight he was soft. I don't blame him in the game. He was just, I think he's getting sick or something. He was soft.
Okay.
He was not the bull that runs in front of the net.
All right.
I believe
Andre,
we can get... Hold on, Mike. I believe we can get good. I believe we can get somebody like Luke to in a defense. Straighten
Luke
our
who?
Defense. Because we have a
Luke
lot
who?
Of offense.
Somebody like Luke who?
The guy from Saginaw tonight. He was nailing our players steady. They were professional. They were... you know,
there,
I mean, like,
I don't think there's a single player name. There's not a single. Okay, Andre, I gotta let you go, my friend. Luke, yes, Dean Locus, that's his name. Luke, I'm like, where's Luke? Luke Misa plays for Mississauga. Michael Misa plays for Saginaw. Listen, Andre, I'm sorry, and we got to get to other callers, but you don't. Matt Sopp is still on pace for about 100 points this season, and if you have aspirations of going anywhere, making a nice deep playoff push, you want and need a guy like Matt Sopp on your team. So it's a non-starter to trade Matt Sopp, in my opinion.
Well, and the other part of that equation, Mike, is, you know, because he's an overager, you're very limited. Listen, they're not trading Matt Sopp.
Nope.
But if they were to, it's very limited where he can go because somebody has to have an opening. Like, Saginaw's in a predicament here now with
Josh Bloom,
yeah,
potentially coming back,
and they only have they have three already, so that's part of the whole equation. Matt Sopp, he's been a very good player for this hockey club. He's been a character player this year for sure, and he's going through a little bit of a struggle right now, but he'll find his way out of it.
I agree completely with that assessment. All right, back to the phones, Stephen. You're on Rangers Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hello, how are you? Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, boy, I tell you, this game, I think if you wanted some more drama, you would have had to go to the Shakespeare Theater there with all the reviews and calls and whatnot. But, yeah, I definitely that second period, that's about it. I mean, the first, you're up 2-0 after a disallowed goal, looked good. And then it's kind of odd they took that late penalty, and usually when they carry over, it's sometimes easier to kill, but unfortunately, I think that's what got the ball rolling for Saginaw when they scored the first minute on the power play.
Wow, there was a lot of carryover there. They had a minute 19, so it's not like... No, they had a minute 41 to carry over, pardon me. So that's almost the full 2 minutes.
Yeah, and definitely. I mean, you know, 3-4 shots, unless we're all breakaways and you score, you're not going to get very far. And yeah, with time and space, I mean, hey, teams watch videos, and I think they're going to say, hey, how do you stop a highly offensive, you know, team that has lots of offense? You know, you take away their time and space. So, and that third period, I didn't see the hit, but I believe being 5 minutes, if it was 2 minutes, that goal was scored in the latter part of towards the five. But anyway, you had the whole, you know, second period, and you had your chances. And trade-wise, yeah, I'd like to see another D-man. Possibly, you know, that big point shot or somebody that can quarterback the power play, which is struggling a bit also. But anyway, guys, take care. Have a good night. Have a safe trip up north, and talk to you soon.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks. Appreciate the call. I thought it was a different Stephen for a moment because he didn't start with "Hello, my friends." But the Rangers have a power play quarterback.
His well, that, I was just going to say yeah. that's
what's missing is Rakoff and Machar. Simple as that.
Yeah. They certainly add a lot to the power play, but the quarterback position has been taken care of.
Absolutely. And to Stephen's point, and you and I touched on this way back at the beginning of Rangers Talk, Paul. Defense, to me, is the position that you would like to add to? And I don't know that, like, do you need a big shot? Maybe, I don't know, but I just think what you want is experience on the back end, right? Because that's where it starts getting a little thin when NHL-drafted players like Tomáš Hamara and Roman Schmidt are traded away.
Yeah, and watching the World Juniors, I've been watching Hamara quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's certainly playing well for his country, and you can see what the NHL sees in him, and we know what Schmidt did here, but the situation where the OA situation, it is what it is.
I want to share an email from Justin to Mike at 570news.com. My question to you is, this team was playing without its entire first line. We need to trust in general manager Mike McKenzie. Do you agree? Not the entire first line, Justin, right? Just Machar and Rakoff away. I know Mitch Martin's out too, but I think we'd been going sop with Ray. No, maybe. Anyway, regardless, yes, there are three big offensive pieces. Martin's been gone for quite a while, but Machar and Rakoff. The team is much different with those two players in it. But I also want to be guarded in the optimism, because what we saw here tonight with Saginaw, as just one example, and we talked about this during the game, Paul, you've got a Locus and a Haight and a Sema, and I'm mentioning those names without mentioning Michael Mesa and Zane Parekh. I mean, this team has got a lot of firepower. We're going to see more. Christopoulos, thank you. 49 goals last year. And we're going to see a lot of firepower up in Sudbury this weekend as well, which we've already talked about. Goyette and Musty and Dabrowski, all these kids, right? So anyway, I think, though, Justin does make a good point with the players that are absent. Now, that also makes it incumbent upon the Rangers, when these players come back, you got to continue making hay, because that gap between you and the rest of the pack is getting narrower.
It's going to be interesting when they do get back, Mike, and into the lineup, if there's any sort of, if they're right back to where they were when they hear, or if there's any sort of, what's the word I'm looking for, like transition period, you know, from the high of the World Juniors to coming back here. And, I mean, I would hope they come right back in and, you know, pick up where they left off. And where they left off, it was at a very... very high. Machar had a heck of a World Juniors too. I watched all their games. He really played well. Rakoff, I don't think played enough. Quite honestly, I'm not questioning the coaching staff, but I would have played him more. I believe because he's a dynamic player.
I hope that brings him back a little bit hungry. Not to mention Anthony Romani in North Bay scored his 28th goal of the season tonight. Yeah. So he's just three behind Rakoff.
I think Carson will be hungry, and I think Carson wants to get this team back scoring and stay in first place, and I think he'd like to win a scoring title.
I think that's an excellent observation, Paul Fixter. Rangers Talk is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Kitchener Falls 3-2 to the Saginaw Spirit tonight. We continue on City News 570.
We want to hear from all the armchair coaches. Call now, 519-570-2545. It's City News 570, Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. City News 570.
Saginaw's Hunter Haight scores the game winner with 6.5 minutes remaining, and the Saginaw Spirit erase a 2-0 deficit, beat the Rangers 3-2 here at the Memorial Auditorium. Rangers Talk winding down for another night, which means, of course, it's time for Eddie to call. Eddie, you're on City News 570.
Hello, Mike.
Why do you do this to me, Edward? Like, we're down. You got like 90 seconds.
I've been trying to call for 40 minutes now.
Come on!
It just gives me a dial tone.
You got to go check your phone, son. Anyway,
I
love you. You know I do. And the poor kid, Eddie, comes up to visit me in the first intermission. I'm like, dude, I really have to go to the washroom, so I had to leave him. He's a good guy. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking because literally 90 seconds, Eddie. Bring what you got.
All right. After 5 minutes, I don't know what that was. This is probably one of the worst games I've seen them play this year. Yet they somehow still 3-2. That's quite an. I think it says something when one of your worst games is a 3-2 loss. But yeah, that was just like, you know what? Like defensively, they weren't awful. Like, I mean, Parsons looks good as usual. Just offensively, like I don't know, how many times did they really get offensive zone pressure, you know, offensive zone possession today? Not much.
Not much.
So, yeah, and you know what? I was listening to the call before. Yeah, you know what? Like, of course, Rakoff and Bashar make a difference, but this is one of those games where I find it, like, you know, inexcusable. Even without those guys, you can't. This is just a bad game overall, but they will definitely be a welcome addition, especially if they're coming up on the northern trip, which I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, okay, you know what, Eddie, I'll let you go on that point. Thanks for the call. As far as I understand it, we're expecting Rakoff back, not Mashar, but that remains to be determined by executives far better paid and closer to the team than I am.
And the other, so we get Rakoff back, but we'll probably be missing Elenis.
Yes, an excellent point. So time for somebody else. Maybe we'll put Blair Scott up as a forward. Again, that worked out for him. He scored a goal in Barry the other week. Look, I don't know, Paul. Maybe I've got rose-colored glasses on. But, yes, 13 shots is an anemic offensive performance. I didn't think, like Eddie says, the worst game the Rangers played this season. I didn't feel that way. I think Saginaw played well. Yes, I think Kitchener absolutely should have put more pucks at the net. But I didn't look at them as playing terribly, but I just misjudged the game entirely.
I can think of a game very recent that was much worse than this. It was the Flint game. I thought Kitchener played very poor,
right,
in the Flint game. I didn't think they were awful tonight. We get focused on the lack of offense and the lack of shots, and then we say it was awful. You know, they've played worse games than this for sure. I wasn't upset with their game really overall. I was upset with the fact that, you know, they didn't generate enough to give themselves a chance to win.
How do you feel heading back up to Sudbury? We're going to board a bus tomorrow, and you get to have a night. Like, are they going to throw up? Will there be a parade tomorrow? Will we?
No, there'll be, there might be a blockade, not a parade. I'm not sure they want me back there. Oh. I was the dumbest person in town when I was up there. No question about it. I have mixed feelings, Mike. I don't know. I do know the last time I walked out of that building, it was after cleaning my office out at 4:30 in the morning because I wanted to get in there before anybody else came in. I had gotten fired the night before, and then I went in the middle of the night to clean out my office and hand in my car keys and all that stuff. I have mixed feelings. I'm a little bit torn. Their coach, Ken McKenzie, was one of the guys on the management team that fired me that night, so I haven't seen him since. I have mixed feelings. I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't have a great feeling when I left Sudbury, so I don't know what it'll be like when I go back now. I didn't think I'd ever be back in Sudbury. I got to be honest, and well, in a few hours, in a couple, 24 hours, I'll be back there. So, be interesting.
Good thing we only go one time, Fixie. If it's tough on you, we'll get out as quickly as we can, and hopefully the Rangers exit with 2 points on Saturday night. So please remember, fans, there is no game tomorrow, obviously, but it will be Saturday night in Sudbury, Sunday afternoon in North Bay. All of the action right here on City News 570. Kitchener Falls 3-2 to the Saginaw Spirit tonight. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell, and I bid you a very good Thursday night from the Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.